We're peeking over the edge of 2025, which means you're very likely thinking about booking a Disneyland, Disney World, or Disney Cruise Line vacation in the next year, because I know I am. So my holiday gift to you is this one foolproof piece of advice. Use a travel agent, like my friends over at Mouse Fan Travel. And I get it. Maybe you haven't used a travel agent before because you're so used to tooling around on the Disney website yourself. Or more likely, because you've just been booking trips yourself for years. I mean, you're a Disney pro. You know the ins and outs of visiting a Disney park. So what's the benefit? Well, maybe you've heard how great the Disney Treasure is and you're interested in taking your first Disney cruise. Perhaps you're a Disney World annual pass holder, but you want to come experience Disneyland for the first time in years. Or maybe your Disney trip has become this big family thing and you're already complaining to your spouse that you have to manage your sister's girlfriend's travel plans. The travel agents at Mouse Fan Travel, they'll help you with all of this for free. All of it for free. They'll make sure you take advantage of room and ticket discounts. They'll answer all of your questions. They'll even do the really annoying stuff, like request your dining time and suggest hotel amenities, and they'll put in requests for cribs and wheelchairs and early check-in. Every time I talk to my travel agent in Mouse Fan Travel, I apologize because I'm like, this is too much work for you, I'm so sorry. And they go, it's literally my job and I'm happy to do it. It's incredible. Truly, all the tiny, tiny, tiny details that are required to do Disney correctly, they'll do it all for free at no cost to you. So there's really no reason not to use Mouse Fan Travel on your next Disney trip. Honestly, I use them for my vacations and I highly recommend you do the same. So if you want to plan your dream Disney vacation, why not have someone help you do it for free? Head to mousefantravel.com/amusing to talk through ideas, get some prices, and start your planning for absolutely free every step of the way. That's mousefantravel.com/amusing. I love them and they will love you too. Enjoy. Hello! Your one-stop shop for the stories, secrets, and shenanigans of a popcorn-fueled theme park journalist. I'm Carly Wiesel, and I'm keeping my voice down because my child is asleep, and it's late at night, and I'm leaving in the morning to get on an airplane, and I gotta go finish packing. But I just wanted to put a little episode in here to let you know of the upcoming schedule for the next few weeks, which I mentioned on the Disney Treasure episode. But in case you had not listened to that, go listen to it. It's a really... I worked pretty hard on it. You should listen to it. And if you did, I hope you enjoyed. I had fun putting it together. But I wanted to let you know in the feed of our upcoming schedule. This week, holiday week, we will not have a new episode. We will be back January 1st with a mini episode. This will be a kind of a gab sesh situation of me outlining my recent Walt Disney World trip. I went to Disney World for 2 nights before I set sail on the Disney Treasure. I went to 3 parks in 1 day. I hit multiple resorts before I went to the airport on the way home. We got a lot to gab about, and we're going to get into that on January 1st. Now, that is a mini episode on January 1st, which is really like a little something to get you through because we are taking a few weeks off. We are taking off the week of January 8th and January 15th and will return January 22nd with new episodes of Very Amusing. Again, I know I don't like taking even 1 week off, let alone multiple weeks, but we really need to reset and get things in order before the new year. I actually should probably take more weeks off than that, but we have stuff we want to talk about, so it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. I also want to take this opportunity to urge anyone in the Los Angeles area, anyone in California, or honestly, anyone in America who is okay with buying a last-minute plane ticket to get your tush to the Warner Brothers Studio Tour in Los Angeles. Because, oh my gosh, I posted about this online already. You've probably seen it. But they have recreated the set of Stars Hollow from Gilmore Girls, and it is the set of Stars Hollow. Because not only is it the buildings where this whole series was shot, it's their whole downtown, but they propped out the inside of so many of the buildings so you can actually go in them. You can actually go in Luke's, and it feels like Luke's. You can actually go in Lorelai and Rory's house. You can actually go in, oh my God, so many places. Dosey's Market, you can go in all of these storefronts. I spent hours there. It was absolutely unbelievable. And if you listen to our studio tour episode way back when, you know that the Warner Brothers Studio Tour is like my number one. I thought it was absolutely incredible. You are guaranteed to see very cool costumes, very cool exhibits. But on top of that, this is part of your ticket only through January 5th. So if you go on the Warner Brothers Studio Tour before January 5th, as a bonus add-on to celebrate the holidays, you are able to go to Stars Hollow for free included in your price of your ticket. It is truly wonderful. Also, they sell this $8 gigantic paper bag of popcorn. It was ideal. I've been dehydrated for days from it in like the most brilliantly perfect way. But just walking around that set, they're playing music from the show. It is an out-of-body experience. Even if you're not a diehard Gilmore Girls fan, if you've just watched the series and you're like, yeah, I like it, it's pretty good, you will absolutely flip. So consider this a plea where if you were like, maybe I'll go to a theme park this holiday season, no, go to Stars Hollow. It was everything. I think I spent 3 hours there with my friends. We truly had so much fun. I got coffee at Luke's. It had a little Luke sleeve on it. Basically, long story short, it was so good. I went for work because this is like, I had to go for work, but I wanted to go. I don't know why I said I had to go. I had to go for work. I had to have the best day of my life for work. No, I went, I loved it, and I think I'm going to go back because even though I was just there, I was rewatching the videos from the day I spent there, and like there is a glimmer in my eye that I need to recapture. I looked so absolutely happy in these videos that I'm like, yeah, that was real. That was a real thing that happened. I didn't just dream it up, and I have to go back and do it again. So hear my cry. If you were in the LA area, go on the Warner Brothers studio tour before January 5th. Check this out. It's incredible. We will be back with a Gab Sesh episode, and then we'll be off for a few weeks, and we'll be back again. Honestly, only taking those 2 weeks off is like maybe not enough. I probably should have taken one more week. So just a casual heads up, if you see me like update and be like, actually, we're taking one more week, it's because I have limited childcare in January. It's a whole thing. But I'm going to do my best. So we're going to keep that date in mind. I will see you next week. Happy holidays to everyone, no matter what you celebrate. Happy winter. And I will talk to you soon. Okay, thanks for listening. See you real soon. I really got to go back. Okay, bye.